Penguin Audio presents Turncoat by Jim Butcher, read by James Marsters. Chapter 1. The summer sun was busy broiling the asphalt from Chicago's streets. The agony in my head had kept me horizontal for half a day, and some idiot was pounding on my apartment door. I answered it, and Morgan, half his face covered in blood, gasped, "The wardens are coming. Hide me, please." His eyes rolled back into his skull, and he collapsed. Oh, super. Up until that moment, I'd been laboring under the misapprehension that the splitting pain in my skull would be the worst thing to happen to me today. "Hell's frickin' bells," I blurted at Morgan's unconscious form. "You've got to be kidding me." I was really, really tempted to slam the door and leave him lying there in a heap. He sure as hell deserved it. I couldn't just stand there doing nothing, though. "You need to get your head examined," I muttered to myself. Then I deactivated my wards, the magical security system I've got laid over my apartment, grabbed Morgan under the arms, and hauled him inside. He was a big man, over 6 feet, with plenty of muscle, and he was completely limp. I had a hard time moving him, even though I'm no junior petite myself. I shut the door behind me and brought my wards back up. Then I waved a hand at my apartment in general, focused my will, and muttered, "Flickumbicus." A dozen candles, spaced around the room, flickered to life as I pronounced the simple spell, and I knelt beside the unconscious Morgan, examining him for injuries. He had half a dozen nasty cuts, oozing and ugly and probably painful, but not life-threatening. The flesh on his ribs beneath his left arm was blistered and burned, and his plain white shirt had been scorched away. He also had a deep wound in one leg that was clumsily wrapped in what looked like a kitchen apron. I didn't dare unwrap the thing. It could start the bleeding again, and my medical skills are nothing I'd want to bet a life on. Even Morgan's life. He needed a doctor. Unfortunately, if the wardens of the White Council were pursuing him, they probably knew he was wounded. They would, therefore, be watching hospitals. If I took him to one of the local emergency rooms, the council would know about it within hours. So I called a friend.